Election Commission has warned media houses against airing election results which are not verified by the Electoral Commission. The Commission's Executive Director, Nyombi Thembo, says relaying election results at various polling stations will not be allowed. Addressing journalists at the Uganda Media Center, Thembo said over the past few weeks, the media has been awash with a lot of election-related misinformation which will not be tolerated as the country counts down to polling day. He has thus challenged media houses to ensure that the information they relay is carefully verified. He also clarified that government has no intention of shutting down the internet.
That what has been circulating, that internet is going to be switched off, is definitely not the position of government. Because as regulators, there's no way such would happen or would be in preparation without my knowledge. I want to assure the nation, nobody has told me to prepare for that. Nobody in government has told me anything even related to closure or switching off of the internet.
Government had earlier indicated that it may impose shutdown during the 2026 general elections if intelligence reports suggest that the internet will be used to incite violence. In the January 2021 elections, the government imposed a nationwide blackout that lasted about 100 hours, affecting more than 10 million users. The action, according to officials, was taken to prevent unrest and ensure peace during the election period. Moving on, the Electoral Commission has defended the creation of new polling centres in Kamuli District, especially in Bugabula South constituency. This following complaints raised by the National Unity Platform parliamentary flag bearer Andrew Mwanguzi, who says new polling centres were created without the knowledge of stakeholders in the area. Mwanguzi claims that this is intended to manipulate results from forthcoming elections. However, the Busoga Region Election Supervisor Dale Natukonda has explained that these polling centres have been created to reduce overcrowding on polling day. He added that the law allows the Electoral Commission to create new centres if the existing ones have more than 600 voters. In Jinja, an NRM village chairperson has collapsed and died during a campaign meeting. The incident occurred in Kagoma Town Council during meeting organized by Kagoma North Member of Parliament Brandon Alex Chinto. The deceased has been identified as Mohammed Lubula, the chairperson of Butangala C village in Kagoma Town Council. Elias Liagoba, the political assistant to Chinto, confirmed Liagoba's death and said the deceased body has been taken to hospital for post-mortem.
KFM Business News, powered by NSSF, a better life.